This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The debate is ramping up on whether or not to remove four dams on the Lower Snake River following a pair of White House draft reports. Many argue the documents fail to consider the greater impact breaching the dams would have on the environment and the economy. And U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the only reason given for removing the dams is to protect the salmon, which have shown greater numbers in recent years.
With a survival rate of salmon passing through the dams of close to 98%, that does not pass a straight face test that they are the problem and that we need to remove the dams. That argument just falls flat.
Newhouse says any argument for breaching the dams is disingenuous.
I'm literally outraged by the conclusion reached because to me, this is a political conclusion. This is not based on science. There was a predetermined outcome that they put together what they needed in order to reach.
The dams, Newhouse says, are not the problem.
Regardless of whether there's a dam in place in the river or not, the salmon are facing similar challenges up and down the West Coast. It just happens to be that the Columbia Snake, guess what? Numbers right now look pretty darn good, better than in a lot of places.
Newhouse says there are other ways to try and help the salmon, but there has to be more transparency in the decision-making process.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.